October 27th, 2018. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Solemnly I tell you, your nation is under attack from within. This caravan of people descending upon your southern border threatens the collapse of your financial system. I told you before that evil comes clothed in goodness. This is a prime example. On one hand, it would be good to assist all of these poor people in any way possible. On the other hand, your nation cannot successfully absorb thousands of needy at one time. This has been engineered by an outside source who seeks the collapse of your government through an economic collapse. As citizens of this country, you must unite behind your president in support of his efforts to protect your nation from this assault. Pray for the poor people who have been misled by evil to believe they are marching towards a solution to all their woes. They are simply being used towards an evil end. I am opposing this evil dressed as good by giving you the truth." A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 17. "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we are not contending against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having fastened the belt of truth around your waist, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the equipment of the gospel of peace. Besides all these, taking the shield of faith, with which you can quench all the flaming darts of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.